Hello guys, you are listening to Mushtar FM 89.6 and I'm your host Chris, and today we have free topic show. I'm in the studio with my favorite guests, Mathilde.
Hello everyone.
And Alexia.
Hi.
So French company today again.
True.
Always.
Girls, today the topic of the show is really interesting and I would say unusual. Let's say it like this. 36 questions to the stranger for fall in love with him.
Wow. What a topic.
It would be kind of experiment and probably we will end up falling in love with each other.
Woo! I love it. I want love everywhere.
Yeah, love in the air. So, the idea of these questions come from Mandy Lankerton. She published in the New York Times some article when she said like she fell in love with her colleague Arthur Aaron, and she was doing experiment with him and asking these questions. So, and at the end she fell in love with him. So she's the author of the questions. And the point of the questions is like to get to know the person more. And the questions are designed in a way like they going into the personality, make you speak about some private part of your life, just open your soul. So let's try.
Yeah, very interesting.
Let's try.
I also would propose to answer to this question to our listeners. So I think it can be interesting. 36 questions, they separated them into three sessions, and each session has 12 questions. So we will do the first one. If you would invite anyone to the dinner, it can be any person, a person who already dead, who still alive, probably somebody from your imagination, who would you choose?
I would invite Alice of Hesse by Rhine. She was one of Queen Victoria's daughter. She died very young at 35 from diphtheria, but I read her memoir and she was like very ahead of her time when it comes to feminism. She did a lot of stuff for women, built hospitals and trained nurses. She had a lot of conflict with her mother because Queen Victoria was very traditionalist and Alice was very, as I said, ahead of our time. So I think I would resurrect. I would brought her to life again to have dinner with her and know about her vision of life.
Wow. That's very deep, actually. If I have to choose one person, I think I choose one of my grandmother. She is the one I am closer, but now she is with an age that she's forgetting a lot of things, probably me now. That's been a long time that we haven't met, so yeah, I think I would like to spend a dinner with her.
I would like to invite my father because he passed away 20 years ago and I would like to meet him when I adult. So the second question: would you like to be famous? In what way?
It also depends, I guess, on how you read the question. If it's famous in the way that we think nowadays, which mean like Kylie Jenner famous.
It's how you understand to be famous.
Yeah, I mean, I guess not the way Kylie Jenner or this kind of personalities are. I think if I'm famous for something, I guess it would be in like humanitarian way. Or I would like to be famous for doing something that profits others, you know, because I feel like in nowadays celebrities, there's something very self-centered, like a lot of influencers that are known for their bodies or their fitness account or selfies and stuff, which, I mean, there's nothing wrong about appreciating yourself, you know, you can be proud of your body and stuff, that I wouldn't like to be famous for this. I would really like to be famous for something that can be profitable for others.
Me, I think I would like to be famous because it's very, you have to be very imaginative, okay? Because if I'm famous, it's because I will be the first woman priest in the Catholic Church. Here I am.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I would like.
There was no one, like no one ever but who was.
Wait, there are women priests. Probably not in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, not in the Catholic Church. So that's why I will be the first woman as a priest in the Catholic Church. And I will be famous for that.
Wow, that's cool.
We never know.
I mean, I wish this thing can come true. Like, that would be really fun. I think.
Cool. Yeah, I also would like to be famous, but I don't know the field, to be honest. Probably I would like to be famous as a person who can, like a mentor or a coach, like who can help you to find the way. But also I wanted to help as much people as I can. So not just focus on one person or one group. The third question, before you make a call, do you play your role? And if yes, then why?
I was doing it at some point in my life because I mean, I've never been a very social person, which means that interactions are not very natural for me. Last years, I've been like more and more social thanks to my volunteering experiences. So now I'm not doing it anymore. I'm trying to be as natural and spontaneous as possible because I feel like before, with this repeating process, I was kind of trying to hide my spontaneity. So yeah, right now I'm just trying to find my words as my mind goes, if that makes sense. It's kind of trusting yourself process. And I think it's also more honest when it comes to the person you're talking to, even if I can be clumsy sometimes in the way I'm speaking, but I feel like it's also a part of the process, you know, making mistakes. And as you're making mistakes and apologizing for them, then it's like you're learning.
Me, I think also at one point of my life, like when I was very young and I needed to call to the parents of my friend, I was like, so I want to invite Geraldine at 8 Sunday. Okay, let's go. But no, really, I'm very spontaneous and I really trust on what I will say.
I also agree with you. I think I was doing it at some point, but I think now if I do this, I do that in a way like I'm preparing this, not script, the plan, what we will talk about. Like not exactly what I'm going to say, but just what we're going to discuss. But it's I'm talking about some important calls, like work calls or I don't know.
Yeah, I got it.
Not a friend call.
Yeah.
So the next one, what would a perfect day be like for you?
I think for me, a perfect day, it starts with a very good breakfast. I'm really into food. So if there is good food, it's a good day. So a very good breakfast, then you know me, you know me, you know me. It will be board games, maybe all day long. And in the night, big party with friends, family, everyone. Maybe it will be my wedding day.
So for me, I mean, maybe it sounds like basic or maybe it doesn't make so much sense, but it would be already like to wake up with no stress because I'm easily stressed out person with not necessarily any reason. So yeah, it would be like waking up with no stress. Take that also related to food, but take the time, like the whole day, take the time to cook a homemade dinner. And really take the time for it, even if it takes 1 or 2 hours. hanging out with friends and going to the seaside if I'm in Brittany. I'm thinking about my hometown. And also take time to creative parts of my hobbies. So, like drawing, writing. Just not taking anything seriously in that day. It would be like a rest day.
I agree with Alexia here because I also like to start my perfect day with breakfast. Good breakfast should be coffee, of course. And then something like chill morning, let's say. I would like to have time for dance. Just I like to dance alone, just in front of the mirror, catch that mood and go with the flow. Then it can be some, let's say, Spanish lesson, because Spanish for me, it's more hobby than study. Then it can be Zumba. This perfect day should has Zumba in it. Probably meeting with the friends or go to some green area like a park, also with friends can be. Yeah, and the evening can be with the movie or something like my favorite TV show. Yeah, also chill and relax. The fifth question, when was the last time you sang alone and for someone else?
I think the last time I sang alone, it was just in the street on my bike going to school. Sometimes, you know, I don't like to do ding ding to move the people in front of me. So I'm just singing like, hey, I'm here, kind of. just to advertise the people like, well, I'm here, I want to go. You know, it's more friendly than a ding ding, I think. And for one person, the last time I did it, I don't even know if I did it one time. Or is it singing with someone to someone? Or like, for example, last time I sang for someone, it was for my sister, but I was not alone. I was with two friends of her for the bride party. And so it was a high school musical song that we changed the lyrics just for her.
Like same as you, I don't think I, or at least I don't remember recently that I sang for someone. But with someone, yes, I think last time it was in Strasbourg when I went on a trip there with my Turkish friend Chilem. During this trip to Strasbourg, I also met again with French and Turkish friends, so only Turkish friends almost, with whom I did my French civic service. So we met again there. And there's a song that we used to sing all the time with her. So we sang again. So we sang this song again when we met again there. And it's, I don't remember the title, but it's like, I will never fall in love again until I found her. But it's, I think it was playing in the series Ginny and Georgia. And we were just singing this like really loud on the bridge that separates the German side to the French side as we were crossing the borders. We were singing this very loud and it was very fun.
And when was the last time you sing alone?
Alone yesterday. It was
under the shower.
Yeah, no. It wasn't in the shower. It was I was just laying this in my bed, and it was very old song. I think from the 30s probably. Frank Sinatra, and it's called "I Will Never Smile Again." But it's actually a very happy sounding song, you know, and it's like a very, you can hear the crisp in the recording, you know, it's like a very old school song. And I'm obsessed with this song and I'm listening to it all the time. I'm just trying to sing it, even if I don't sing very on key. But yeah, it was very fun.
I cannot remember the last time when I was singing alone, because I'm not that kind of person. I mean, I believe I don't have a voice. I have, I can hear the bad voices, but I cannot do good song with my voice. So probably that's the reason why I'm not singing. The only thing like I can do, it's like imitate the melody, like ta 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 or something like this, you know. Yeah, that's happened when I listening to some music that I like. But with somebody, I think last time was, I've never sing for somebody, but I remember the last time when I was singing with somebody. It was the birthday of my godmother, and we were partying, like a lot of people were together, and this song was the part of the gift, birthday gift. So, yeah, it also with changing lyric and that stuff. And one fun fact about me, I've never been in karaoke.
Oh, we need to find one, so.
Technically, you have been in one because you were there to the Met Gala karaoke night.
Met Gala karaoke, I mean, yeah, but in a real,
the
place. Real karaoke, okay, okay. Yeah, never.
So we need to plan it.
Is there one in Nyíregyháza?
Not in Nyíregyháza, I guess, but in Budapest.
Okay, we will be in Budapest then.
Just to make me sing.
Yeah, we want to hear now.
Here's the interesting one. If you could live to be 90 years old and in your last 60 years retain either the mind or body of a 30 years old, which would you choose? For example, you live till 90 years old.
Yeah.
And in a point of 30, they ask you, for next 60, you would like to keep brain of a person 30 years old or body of person 30 years old?
That's a very interesting question. I think I would like to keep... No, no, it's a dilemma, actually.
Yeah, I think I would say brain. Because body, I mean, maybe in a few years we can transfer the brain into like a robot body. So I'm hoping, I'm counting on this possibility. I think I would say brain because I don't know, like if, let's say I want to travel, if I don't have my brain capacity left, then I probably won't be able to enjoy the landscapes I'm seeing. I won't be able to communicate properly. But still with like the tools of medicine we have now, I don't know, I can maybe go in a specific type of wheelchair if I can't walk, let's say, or if I don't have my muscles working, I can have assistant, maybe medical assistant, or some members of family. So yeah, I would keep brain probably.
Me, I think I would keep body because I think that I really need to live my the 60 next year as I need to live it, and my body just can help me to not suffer, also to keep traveling. And when you lose your memory, maybe you are still enjoying the present moment, the right moment. And for me, that's the most important thing also. Even if I lose the language, or if I lose my sight, or if I lose my hear, I think I want to keep my 30 years old body. Not in a aesthetic way, but just to can walk and yeah.
My first thought when I saw this question was like, of course, brain, because I always was worried about sickness and this dementia stuff that old people suffering from. And the first thought was about brain, but then I was like, body. I understand body as a shape of the body, like I have right now, let's say, because I'm close to 30, this, you know, good shape of the body. And then I was like, fuck the brain. I want to be beautiful till the day I'm dying. But then my brain said, no, Christina, you're stupid. If you have capacity of the brain in that age, you would be able to train your body, I believe. So here I think in a pragmatic way.
Yeah, true.
So I think for me, it has more sense to keep brain because it helps to your body stay in a good shape. Another one. Do you have any secret premonition of how you will die? Also, it's related to this topic that I was scary of some old people diseases and mental issues. Always I was scary of having this. And according to this, I was wondering how I would like to finish my life. And I was wondering about be active till the day I die and keep working with my mind because it helps to be alive and be in a good shape, body shape, mental shape. I was wondering to be, you know, like super energetic grandma, go everywhere, do some interesting stuff like, I don't know, equestrian sport or golf or whatever, tennis, playing, I don't know, some intellectual games. Yeah, like this. And exploring every day and keep going with this. But the exact moment I would like to die fast and do not give any problem to my family or some people who will be around me at that moment.
It's actually a very interesting question. I don't know if I can speak honestly because it's very depressing.
Maybe you can give two versions.
I guess I would go, I mean, yeah, I won't probably say what I actually think, but I would go with the same way you answered, Christina. Probably I would go with how I would like to die, which means like quickly, if possible, because I'm too selfish to want to feel pain or anything. So probably, yeah, like heart attack or something quick. But the way, like if I have to talk about my state of body and mind when dying, I think I would like to die before I lose the ability to enjoy things around, if that makes sense. Before I lose all my serotonin. And I know it's not going to come back, basically.
Me, I've already thought about the question, best way to die, kind of. So there is two answers for this. Maybe I would like to die laughing, like I laugh too much and and heart attack and ciao. Yeah, I think it's the best way to die. And the second way is like I'm sleeping very deeply and I never wake up. And I hope it's gonna happen also like you said, Chris. I hope it's gonna happen when I will, at the best moment for me and my family or my surrounders.
Also, when I think about the age, till what age I wanted to live, like in one hand, I wanted to live as much as it's possible. But in the other hand, I understand like with this age, a lot of problem comes also. And you cannot live the same quality of life that you've been living when you was like even 60 years old. After the 70 and 80, it's completely different life and probably you will not enjoy this kind of life. Yeah, that's also the question. And I remember where I saw news or something like this. There was a fact like some couple, really old couple, died during make love from the heart attack. And I was like, okay, that's not the bad way to die.
Yeah, true, true. You enjoy too much, so everything explodes.
Next. Can you name three traits that you think both you and your partner have? Instead partner, you can say friend.
So I think we are both social people. We really like to help people, but also to hang out. Second, I think we love a lot. Together or with other people. And I don't know if we can qualify it as a trait. We are very empathic. And if something good happened to one, we are as happy as the other that it happens. That's our three traits.
I would take take as a point of reference the friend I made when I was in university, Kim. So I would say we are both, I would say, empathic. In the way we are understanding of each other. If one of us is in a bad mood or something, we don't have this rush of judgment. We are still going to be patient, would be another one. And taking the time to try to understand the situation the other is facing and not going the harsh way, like judging and criticizing and stuff. And it goes for the way we act to each other, but also the way we look at people around us. It's always like trying to have patience and empathy with others. And the third one would be, resistance in the way, even if we face hard times and difficulties, whether it is like professionally or in our personal life, we are still going to hold on to hope and trying to take all the positive we can find to continue, go on and grab every positive thing that we can get our hands to.
I will also talk about my friend. I think both of us will like aesthetic. Everything should be perfect in a sense of beauty around us. Then both of us will like traveling and also we like to learn new things. Like we're super curious, both of us. What do you feel most grateful for?
I would say in general, the people I met. When I said the people I meet even my loved ones, which mean like my family, who's like very, very supportive, no matter how selfish I acted sometimes in my life, they always understood that I'm not in, you know, I'm not perfect. And they always like supported me in like to make me like a better person. And very understanding persons. And also like people I've met in recent years, like you both and also the rest of my team and all the volunteers I met, I feel like very like open-minded and supportive persons. And I feel like I don't know how I had this luck because I don't feel like I had any bad meetings in the recent years. I feel like every single person I've met have like a big, big, interesting personality and good heart. So I think I'm extremely lucky for this.
I am very grateful for all my family because I hear about others' family sometimes and I see there is a lot of problems and hopefully and gratefully there is no problems in my family. Or if there is, they are very little, as maybe we can just have a discussion about and it's all gone, all done, you know. So I'm very grateful for that because when I hear bad things about others' family, for example, I feel very bad for them. I feel very sorry for them. And so, yeah, I'm very grateful for all my beautiful family.
I think it's probably obvious, but I'm really thankful for my life. Because every single day, even though it's super hard and tough, I'm thankful for my life in general because it's full of incredible things, incredible people and incredible stuff that's going on with me and around me. For example, yesterday I was going to my bed with feeling like I'm completely happy today and in general because this happened around me. And once it was super, super situation that by that situation, I realized something about my life. I had kind of panic attack in the middle of Venice in Italy, in the middle of the channel, you know, city super crowded, full of tourists. And I had panic attack and it was kind of panic attack when I thought I'm going to die right now and I couldn't walk and I couldn't breathe normally. I sat in the middle of the channel, in the, you know, in the middle of the bridge through the channel. I was holding my head with my hands, and this, you know, like a sign inside my brain was going like a subtitles. If I'm, and the subtitles was about this, like, if I'm gonna die right now, I don't have any regrets how I live my life, because every single day was full of something great, even though it wasn't. But in general, the lives that I live, it's kind of a dream, even for me. At that moment, I realized, like, no regrets. If I should die right now, okay. And from this point, I was thinking, like, okay, let's keep doing like this, because you cannot predict, I don't know, catastrophes or something, like some circumstances that not depends on you. Yeah, you can care about your health, but you cannot predict earthquake. You cannot predict, I don't know, tsunami or hurricane. And if at some point I should die, I wanted to have that feeling, like, I don't regret. Yeah, I wanted to live in this way. Yeah, the answer to the question, like, I'm really grateful for my life. That's the end of the first session. How do you feel?
I really liked it, actually. It was very interesting also to hear about your point of view. Really liked it.
For me, it was like this first time I'm doing this kind of interview. Very interesting, and to see how deep the answers are sometimes. So yeah, it was like unexpected. Very interesting for me, and thank you for inviting. Also,
yeah, thank you for participating. It was also interesting for me, and I hope for our listeners. We really propose you to answer to this question and to search for them on the internet. It's easy to access. You can just type 36 questions to the stranger, and I hope you can use them for fall in love with somebody.
Probably need to put in practice now.
Yeah. So thank you so much, guys. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.